And that memory day, it says, Mar Hazem Akwekas Ravan of Yechanan, regarding a brochet in general. Whenever you say a brochet, you have to mention Shem Hashem. A brochet without Shem Hashem, Hashem Shem Brochet. Do you have to mention Malchus Sana? You say Baruch Ato Hashem, you didn't have a Shema. This is a Shema. That is when you said Hashem, you didn't. You have to say Melech Olam Amanah. The other Shema is not Malchus. What about the Melech Olam? Is that the Kuvana? The Lichat Chila, that's what we mentioned this thing. Lichat Chila, he says in the Sefer of Keach, the both Amaroyim, Rav and Abiyach, and the both Malchus, the Chila, the prophet in you, you have to mention Malchus. But the Shavuot is a great Kuv, it's an Akhid of the Yevet. He said it's Rocha, it's not Malchus, so you have to repeat the Rocha, no? So that's the Machlokes Rav and Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan says that even Malchus goes not. Usually you have a call, Rav and Rav Yechanan, how long is Rav Yechanan? But here Tosis is not sure. Tosis said, Yeshua Farshim, the beginning of the Tosis, Tamar Abai. Abai says in the Gemara, Tavrosei de Rav, Nistavro. Abai claims that the Tanya, we have a bright in this display that sounds very much like Rav, so the Pashto says that Halacha should be like Rav. Rabbi Yechanan is matzchik to farem for the Braita, he's magia, he changes the gears of the Braita, he says you have to be magia, so the Pashto can use mashma, that Halacha should be like Rav over here. And Malchus is not Miyaka, he then takes it on the last two lines, parenthesis, that it's not really a Hechokas. That when Rabbi Yechanan says to me, the Rosh Hachachim, Rabbi Yechanan is not being magia the Braita, he just says the bright is loved up here. He doesn't have to change any gears. But the bright reads well, whether like Rav or like Rabbi Yechanan, it's not a Raya one way or the other. It's superficial. Abai says Kadosh, the Rav Nistav means a superficial reading of the bright. Sounds like it supports Rav Shita that Malchus and the Bracha is not Miyakit. But Rabbi Yechanan has an easy way out of this without any hard work. And maybe he can revert back to the general cloud that Rabbi Yechanan loves Rabbi Yechanan. What was the bright? So the bright, it sounds like it's learning out from a pasuk in Chumash. That when you say a bracha, you have to say Shem Hashem in the bracha, and maybe you have to say Malchus. The bright is the Tanya, La Brighton in the Sefer of Alosh Hachafi. That's the din of Vidri Maitan. That is a 7-year Shemitah cycle, every 7 year Shemitah. And then the 6 years, that it's not Shemitah, that Terah's growing, that's showing the Christ of Yitzchak with the Maitan. The problem is 6 years are divided into two different units. The first 3 years and the next 3 years. The first 3 years, the first 2 years he gives Shumagdala, my Tanishan, my Tashani, and the third year he gives my Tarana. And then the next 3 years is the same. The fourth and the fifth year in the Shlita cycle have the same din as the first and the second. If you give Shumagdala, my Tanishan, then my Tashani. In the sixth year, you repeat again what you do in the third year, then you give Shumagdala, my Tanishan, and my Tehran, instead of my Tehran, you give my Tehran. Then the Allah says that at the end of the first 3 years, you have a half a year to give everything away. That's the Mitzvah Biyah, the Yati HaKadosh in Adam. Mitzvah Dina Biyah says the Chumash with respect to the Yati HaKadosh. Kadosh is referring to the my Tehran. But the Gemara says the Mishnah is Dashanaya, I write from the Tzukim, that you have to give everything away. Not only do you have to think that you get rid of the my Tehran, you have to give away the Shem of the Bairam, the Bikurim, and the my Tehran. In the Maitreishin, you have to give everything away. So, and then on Erev Pesach of the fourth year, and on Erev Pesach of the seventh year, the Shnas HaShemitah, and Erev Pesach of the seventh year, in fact, that's what some have been in, is that the Haftarah, the Shabbat HaGadol, over Hashem, yeah, some have been in that you only stay the over on the fourth year and the seventh year, I think, no? Why? Because it speaks about how he was called Amatir Beta Israel, right? It speaks about giving away the Truma and the Matanis. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that's called Amatir Beta Israel, the Chamin is over. Yeah. You should bring over the Truma to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Rabbi is speaking about Malachi. When he came back in the beginning of the Baal Shem, during the 7 years of Golden Bubble, there was no Kedusha Kodesh, and there were no Trumas and Mice, not Manasseh, not the Rabbanah. When he came back, the Chagas Chai Malachi was a Selina being surely in Mani Bubble, and when he built the second Beis HaMikdash, that's when they started being Makas Trumas and Mice again. And he tells them that now the Nutakana, they should bring the Trumas and Mice to the Beis HaMikdash, and give it to the Kohanim and to the Levim over there. So the Levush, or one of the, I forgot already who, one of our friends says that the minute to recite the orb of the Shabbat HaGadol, and it doesn't say one word about Pesach. What's the Shabbat with Pesach? Why is this special Haftarah recited to cover Pesach? So they give different reasons. So some say that you only recite this Haftarah on the fourth year, and on the seventh year when it's a Shnas HaBir, and before Pesach, right before Pesach, he starts to recite the Bidur Maisach, and he did everything right. He's supposed to say the Yad HaKadosh Menah Dalit and Parshish Kisavah. So the Tanoim darshan every phrase in that Dibur Maaseh, what every phrase refers to. So the Gemara quotes in the Braita and the Sifrei, Le'avadim in the Tsechecho, Lo Shechachti. It is not exactly the way it appears by us in the Sifrei. By us in the Sifrei, it says, Lo Abarti is one thing, Lo Shechachti is another thing. By us, it says, Lo Abarti in the Tsechecho, Lashon, the Malvin says, Lashon like, you don't jump over, you don't skip to do another mitzvah when you're holding it. If this is one mitzvah, this is another mitzvah, this is like the children. And this is the talus, and the minute you're supposed to put on the talus, and you put on the spoon, but I happen to be holding on to the children first. But then states I didn't show enough, to be holding on to the children, so first put on the children, and then do the talus later. That's Emavir and Alamitzvah. So that's what the great Darshan is. You shouldn't be Mavir Alamitzvah, you should do the mitzvah in the proper order. With respect to Trumas and Maisim. First you should be Mavish Bikurim, and then you Mavish Trumas the Gerber, and then you Mavish next Maisim Rishon, and then Maisim Shemin. That's the Pasuk in today's Sedra, in Mishpatim, it says, you're not committed to the Mishana de Seder HaHafroshit. And it says, Melayotko v'dimacha lois achar, it's a very shreir of Pasuk. Melayotko v'dimacha lois achar, it's not the Tunish Amidus is shreir. We don't know exactly what the words mean. Even Ezra quotes a Ralph Shach from one of the Karoim, that Melayotka means when your wife is pregnant. And the Demacha means Sifas Chichazera, that makes a pregnant. They say you shouldn't wait to get married till you're 45 years old. Get married when you're younger. Melayotka Demacha Leitacha. So he says it's a nice checklist that it doesn't finish. It'd be Sakesh, it'd be Demacha Melayotka Leitacha. First your wife becomes pregnant. And then he has the Chichazera. So Demacha Melayotka. So he says the chat is like the Chazal says. How the Chazal say, Melayotka Demacha Leitacha Tashver Etaich, that the Pasuk refers to Hafroshes Trumas and Maaseh. That's Dimacha refers to Meduma. Meduma is the Chalosh in the Rabbanim. When Shuma gets mixed into Chulin, so if there's enough to get, if Menachar is Bokul Chad Betray, let's say, in the minute, if Menachar is Bokul Chad Betray, the Rabbanim, the Dinu, that the Shuma is not Bokul Chad Betray, you have Echad the Meir, you have to have 100 times a month, that's normal the Rabbanim. So that's what you call Meduma, when it's mixed in together. The Chalosh in Meduma, we always thought that the whole institution is Medir Rabbanim, that you need Meir, Menachar is Bokul Chad Betray. And the whole terminology, the whole Lashon HaMeduma is also Medir Rabbanim. Rashi writes the Gemara, no. The word Meduma has something to do with Truma on the level of the right, so that's this part. The Macha refers to Truma. And the Melayotka refers to Bikurim, I think Rashi says, no. The Melayotka refers to Bikurim when the Tvua is in the joint. When it's full. When the Peri is full. There's the Pasuk. And they also hear prophet cross hair compared to cross bank. Ashvera prophet. Where's the Rashi? Let the Shana say the Hahaf Rashi. And they also, Rashi says, the Chayvo, the Mitzvah, the Telephonecho, she said, it's not late for us coming his Bashel. When the Tzvah becomes fully ripened, the Hebi Kurim. And the Macha is Shumas of Rashi, the Eni Adair Malosh and Dami. I assume she says, he doesn't know what the derivation of the word is. And the Gemara, He says it has something to do with the word Yishuma, but he also doesn't explain that what does it have to do with Shuma. They're very sure. So this passage in Leach with the Machalot Tachamim cannot permit it to be Nishan and Seder HaAtrosh. But that's how the Tanayim Darshan in the Tishrei and Kisavoy and the Gidu in Maisa, the Mitzvah that you recite Gidu in Maisa and Erev Pesach on the fourth year. And Erev Pesach on the seventh year, the prayer gives you a half a year to take care of all of the Nishinas, take care of everything that you first have done in the last 3 years. So you have still Erev Pesach on the fourth year. And after the last 3 years are up, you have still Erev Pesach on the seventh year. To give everything away, to take the Maisa Shani to the Shalim, to eat it up and make sure everything is finished. So the Shalim has to come to the Shalim, where he has to come to the Beis HaMikdash or not. He says, Yomar to Lefnei Hashem, how does it say? Yomar to HaKadosh. Yomar to Lefnei Hashem Alekecha. What does it mean, Lefnei Hashem Alekecha means in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Yazor, or means I daven? Yomar to Lefnei Hashem Alekecha. I speak to the Kadosh, I'm a New York City also. So that's the machlokes of the Rambam and the Raizit. Finish Amirus and Shat and Tok. No, that's he doesn't say that in the Amirus. No, no. It's that the idea of Kodesh Min Abai. When you daven is also with Me'ashem. That's the Shat. When you daven, you're also with Me'ashem. Yes. The Amarka with Me'ashem and Lekecha, Kama, or Kodesh, the idea of Kodesh Min Abai. The Amirus begins in the word, the idea of Kodesh. That's in Kisavoy. Very close. So that's the machlokes of the Rambam and the Raizit, where the Yomar Lefnei Hashem Alekecha means that in the Beit HaMikdash, no, wherever you happen to be, you speak to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, you say Yomar Lefnei Hashem Alekecha. So the former has to fulfill all of the mitzvahs properly. He says, Le'avarten in the Tzachah Ramon Shachachter, La'achalta B'yayim Menenu. You're not permitted to eat Ma'ase Sheni in a state of anemic. You're not permitted to love the Yayim Menenu B'komei. You're not permitted to eat Ma'ase Sheni when you're tummy. When the Satan and Menel are making, you're not allowed to use Ma'ase Sheni for any purpose other than Achim Eshtia. You can't use it the Shemin, you can't use Shemin Ma'ase Sheni to smear onto a mate, or to buy furniture with Ma'ase Sheni money or anything. So what if the former Taka had violated one of the dinim or another? If it's by mistake, the Shemin of the Mason, he did eat the Ma'ase Sheni by Aminus, or he did eat it to Tumor, or he did use some of the money improperly, so then he doesn't say, give you Ma'ase? You only say Bidi Maisa, if it's all true. You can't say Bidi Maisa and leave out one line. That's not going to be, that's not going to be Kichsover. Kichsover means you say everything that's written. You can't say part and leave out part. It's all going to be Kichsover. So what exactly does the farmer have to have fulfilled in order they should be able to say all of this? There's no God to do with the He kept everything. Let's say one day he didn't let thousands through. That has nothing to do with this. He says I didn't violate anything in the area of Tumas and Maisa. So what exactly should he not have violated? What should he not have violated? Let's say he wasn't wearing a yarmulke when he was makos the tumah, so he didn't say a bracha. He didn't say a bracha when he was makos the tumah. He should have really turned on a yarmulke. He should have said a bracha. Let's say not yarmulke. Yeah, he didn't say a bracha when he was makos the tumah. So he can't say the leader meister. His mother says that the bracha on hafashas tumah is only the rabbana. No. The Gemara says the bracha is not miyakeh, we had it before in bracha. The Gemara said it in the Yitzhak Rosh Hashanah, but the bracha is not miyakeh. Okay, but there's a bracha you can't do the Machshava, the Hafash Hashanah. The Hafash Hashanah can do the Machshava, but the bracha you can't do the Machshava. The bracha is not miyakeh, right. So when he says, Loi avayten in the Tzach v'lo shachachti, it doesn't mean he has fulfilled Kala Tarsu. It means he fulfilled everything that he gets to turn his mind. So this is... He was Mishana in the Seder HaHafrashis. He didn't violate anything, as long as everything was legitimate. He says he didn't do anything that was Shalei Kalach. If he did everything Kalach, even if he used a little bit of Halama, so that's okay. As long as he didn't violate any Halacha. So the Sifrei says, the Avartim and the Sifrei means he didn't do Mavir and Elam and Sifrei. The first do HaFrashis Bikur. And then you do HaFrashis Shul. And then you do Kaitivishan. Then you do after that, you do Ma'ashishani, Ma'ashirani, Allah say right there, and if you don't, then you might as you like it. You get Malkus because of this love in today's Tedra and the Shkatim, and the rest of the Ma'ashir Sacha. The Gemara says in Smur, that you like it if you violate the Seder HaFrashis. So that's how the Tifrei Darshan, Le'avarti, the Mitzvah Shecha means he didn't do Havar Allah Mitzvah. He did all of them, it doesn't mean Talithi Tzuron and Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, and all the Mitzvahs in the Torah he did in the correct order. It means that these Mitzvahs, If the Hapras is doing the Tanaisis and the book is over here, he did everything in order. That's the way it says in the Sifra. Okay, and some of us should go to quoting from a Mishnah or something. I don't know, the Sifra doesn't say that. Maybe in the Mishnah and in the Sheni and the Gopal. I don't think so. Where is the stock in the Mishnah? Do you have Mishnah here? Anybody have the Mishnah is not the same? Some of the big Gemara says. Do you have the Mishnah is not the same? No.
No.
What was the question? Some of that Rashi must be quoting on Mishnah. And if the Tzrei it doesn't say, and if the Tzrei it doesn't say, now why can we look at the Tzrei? Then he didn't do Shalei Tzrei. He lost an own idea on the call with the translation too. Okay, he's not here to go. He's the right Mishnah. Oh. The Mishnah has right there. Right here, exactly. 10K Mishnah, Yud Aleph. The Ravatim with the Sechas and the Mishnah Tashis. What do you mean he didn't violate which Mishnah? And this is going to get the Shumas Mike and Tahainu. The Rishashim in Minah Shem, Minah Vemin HaParash Al Mechudu, Vlamin HaMechudu Al HaParash, Vlamin HaParash Al HaYashim, Vlamin HaYashim Al HaFadosh. That's how the Mishnah says. The Tishrei does not say that, but the Tishrei says, Rabban Kim Yilashim Mahabi, to jump in the wrong water. And then it says, Velo Shachachti, what do you mean Velo Shachachti was? Rabban Kim Yilashim Al HaShachachti, if it's wrong, it's not good, was Shachayach, then he can't say the whole Vida Maisa. Shachayach to do what? Rabban Kim Yilashim Al HaShachachti. But in Mishnah and the Tishrei, God said, Lo shachachti, mil varechecha, umalahaz yishimcha olav. Mil varechecha, umalahaz yishimcha olav. In the Tishrei, the Gemara says, Sakel. In the Tishrei says, Lo shachachti, umalahaz yishimcha, umil varechecha. So the Gemara God is magia, but the Gemara should say, Sakel, the same as it appears in the Mishnah. That's what you have in the Malbim on Kumish, but the Malbim has the text of the Tishrei. And then he always has something in parentheses and he's merchant the gist and then he puts in brackets where he's correcting. Everything that he's merchant can correct him, that's all straight from the Tiyur HaGroh, from the HaGroh HaGroh. He assumes that the Groh's Nusach is the more correct one. That's always like that. So here on this part the also. The Rosh HaChachti, so he has in parentheses, the old gist in the Tishrei, and he saw for an Izbidah Maitin Tei, Rosh HaChachti, Melahat Kishimcho, Umil Evarechecho. What's it done? So the Groz Magia, that he should read the way it says in the Mishnah, Lo Shachachti Mir V'Lachacho, Malahat Kishimcho Lo. That's what the Gemara said, that's what the Gemara had the discussion. Malahat Kishimcho, what about Shem, Hu Malchus? So the Echon said, Tuni, you should correct the Girsa, then you should say Shem, Hu Malchus. So this is the difficulty that we mentioned last week, the big problem that all of them are Parashim and Kumish. And that Rashi and Kumish and Parashim, it's discovery, so the viewer of the Mizrahi Yadunish has nothing to do with the Mizrahi Yadunish, no college of Yadunish. The guy in Mizrahi, Lord of Tehillah on Rashi. I remember once when I was a little boy, my father said I had to pay for Aguda. Aguda was a Talmud of the Mizrahi. He said, no, there's going to be an Aguda with the Mizrahi, with the Pearl, and Aguda with the Talmud of the Mizrahi. I was going to walk out of shul with the Aguda. When you don't go there, you have to, every so often, you have to look at Marachai also. It's first to say it from the Rashi, from the Aguda, the Talmud of the Rashi. One of the Balabatim was very uncomfortable. Why my father left me looking at the Aguda? He said that it had to do with the Talmud. This Mizrahi HaKodesh has nothing to do. So the Mizrahi HaKodesh Yashi with the Gulayi by the Maran and Prag, they thought that the Kashen of Tanshish Yonsef on the Mishnah is also the September with the Talmud of the Maran and Prag. He asked the same Kashi, he quotes it from the Maran and Prag. What do you mean, Rosh HaKachim Yirav HaRechachos? Malahas Kishimcho, Malfitzcho, what kind of broch is? The Gemara says all the brachas are only the Rabbanim. Brachas on Nehenim, brachas on Mitzvah. And the Gemara says it's been a gay for Tzirich and Tzat Rosh at Tzumus and Mindful. We had it before, I think. The Brachas are terrible, they're right. Brachas on Mosin and Kiddush and maybe Abdonim, they're right. A couple of brachas even here are there right. So what's over here, what are you going to say? So one of the Achorim suggests like this. I thought this was a seven. Here in the Mishkan of Tzangis, in the Seishu on brachas, and the Tehel Sankam and Adab says just like the Tzirchus on Morgan is there right there. And the Yen Sholosh is a Machlekin for the Shevin over there right there. Allah Nithya. Allah Nithya is a Machlekin. So he says, maybe that's what it means over here. Losh HaChachti, Mila Borechacho. When he ate him as a Shevin in Yerushalayim, he didn't forget to say, Avaya Sapri Hari. And if he did forget to say the Bracha Shreina, Avaya Sapri Hari, so he can't say either nicer. What has it got to do with the... What has it got to do with the Vida Night? And if he forgot to let down the Catechism, and it's amazing he never lets down so he can't say Vida Night, sir. I think it's a hard thing to be funny, doesn't he? I thought Phil, all the time out of Mr. Pepper, he's going to get the Chumas and Mises. But the Brach HaKorena that you're supposed to say, yes, when you eat your cake and your cookies and your fruit and Mahasheni and Shalom, because that's the Tzma'akiv and the Yishim HaMitzvah and Mahasheni, very shver, why he says that that's God the Tzav. He says, what's a Gogos? It's Lord Allah Mitzvah, their Eishu, and Allah Eishu, their Eishu, their Eishu, then it's Gogos. They're all the problems of Tzav. They're all the problems of Tzav, I don't think that that's Tzav anything. The Shaila is, if one would perhaps assume that the Bracha and HaFrosh's Shumas and Maisis would be their Eishah. But then it would make sense. But you can't, because Mars is the same as the Bracha and HaFrosh's Shumas. Where is it? Where is that Bracha? Say, you what? I can't really hear you. The Mars had a Machlokes. Yes. Acherish HaMedab of Enishim and Kedzab of Menal. Tanaan Hossam. Right after the mission, his mom says, right in the middle of the Zavon Hazm, his mom says, Kanan Hazm, and Shumit Perk Alabish and Bait, the person who, Eresh HaMadab of Enish HaMeir, he's dead, he's able to speak that he's dead, so the Katsili, he should not be Mathish Shumit, because you have to say a Bracha when you're Mathish Shumit, and the Bracha that he's going to say is going to be HaMadab of Enish HaMeir, it won't be Mashmiri Yazmeh. So it's not right that he should say a Bracha, so the evidence of saying that he'll be Mathish Shumit even without a Bracha, or he'll say the Bracha and he won't be Mashmir Yoznar, and he'll say that he won't be Eitz to the Bracha because of the lack of Mashmir Yoznar. So the Gemara says, he seems to Haram Shumar to Chumar, but the Eben will be good. So the Gemara says, why is it good to the Eben? Chumar Mishim Bracha who? The Bracha that I brought it, why the Bracha tell you Milk? It's the Gemara to be serious, it's the Bracha that one recites. The Bracha HaMitzvah that one recites right before the Mark is the Chumar, is only the Rabbanah and the Bracha HaMiyach. It's the same as the Bracha is only the Rabbanah. It's worth a Tzavut, yes. That's what the Mishnah Sianchi wants to say. We're going on a Brach HaTreinah. The Alam Nisya that you say, if you finish eating the cookie made from the Maizasheni Tzvua, or the grapes from the Maizasheni, you have to say Alei Tzavut. But that's referred very shver. That's with many times. Why should... And if you never said that Bracha, the farmer never said that Bracha. They can't say, eat a Maizah. What does it have to do with the Hafrosh and the Maizah? He says to eat the Maizah Sheni also, because he goes to the Brach HaKorena also on the Maizah Sheni. That's a mitzvah benching. What does that do with the mitzvah of HaFrosh and Shumas and Maizah? Why can't he say that in straight face, a thief is the Chol HaShesh this morning? Isn't the time when the mitzvah is here? No, that's on Shabbos. Shabbos, if he didn't say, it's there in the benching. The Buddha was not mikvah as a Siddur of Shabbos. The way to make it the Shabbos, that it should be labeled as a Siddur of Shabbos, they say Kiddush before they say it's there yesterday. The same way they say Kaveh has a Siddur of Shabbos.
He can't fulfill the mitzvah be the mitzvah. Well, how shocked is the Asmachta to? He's going to say, if he didn't say the Brach of HaFrosheth Maizah, which is only the Rabbanon, then we don't let him fulfill the mitzvah deraisa be the mitzvah. Why not? On the level of deraisa, the Brahma fulfilled the HaFrosheth Shumas and Maizah perfectly. Why? He didn't do this. Didn't the Rabbanon say the Brach? But on the level of deraisa, he did everything. How can you say for Asmachta, he's kind of all of the other Droshes from the Mishnah, the real Droshes from the Mishnah, the deraisa? Mati Tom that it says, he sent to say, this Russia, and they shall have to, and they will go there, this is the Rabbana. All the others are there, I see, it could be Mafish, Min, Yishen, and Minay, then I follow Shalom, and Chutber, and all the other things. Everything is there, I see. One line of the Mishnah is in Asmach, the Rabbana, so it's very shvet. Yeah, I doubt you. In other words, you have to say, the Mafish, the Okay, so that's what's on the portion of who says that Takrosa says, the other thing called Teshub Shara.
commissioner, Janke quotes, I think, from the place that Janke was there. But it doesn't mean a brother that we used to. Like the prophet says in Parshas Kedoshim, he says when you have a nectar of vine, the first 3 years, it says that you plant the tree, the first 3 years is over, then the fourth year, a year called Syria Kodesh Minudim Hashem. So how do you translate the Syria? I mean, it's Kodesh Minudim Hashem, Kodesh. Hey, look, it says you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. What do you mean, Minudim? You have to pray to the Banish of Olam, you have to be Mishabeh somehow or another. That's Taka Din Deraisu, yeah. But then, if that's the charge, so how did the Gemara make a tushpil that you need Shemu Malkus? There's no question you need Shemu Malkus. If it just means some kind of a general hallow for the Rebbeinu, the farmer has to thank the Rebbeinu that he gave him such a share of the school that everything grew well. So why do you need that to Shem Malkus? Shem Malkus is a chadim in a Shem, in a bracha. When you're reciting a bracha, you have to say Shem Malkus. So it sounds like you're talking about a bracha de araita, unless you're going to smack them in a branch. It sounds like you're talking about a bracha de araita that needs Shem Malkus, that needs Shem. What kind of a bracha de araita is it? So the Malbim has a comment on this part. I don't know who he's referring to. He says, the Krakotra Bezeh HaMeparshim. I didn't look. I don't know. I don't have any Meparshim on this way. I don't know. Maybe it's Meparshim on the Mishnah. I don't know. He says, Krakotra Bezeh HaMeparshim. That the Yerushalmi, I remember the 1 year that Rav Soloveitchik learned Challah. You know, after he had his operation, so the doctor told me he has to take it easy. So the way he relaxed was that he learned the Shnai Chalah to us with the Yerushalmi. And he learned the Rechaim that year. So it was a relaxing year. So I remember when we learned the Yerushalmi Chalah all the time. But the Yerushalmi always has when you're Machnish Chalah, you don't say Harei Zechal, you say Harei Zechum Al Hashem Al Hakol. That's the Russian. Harei Zechum Al Hashem Al Hakol. We know to say like that. We say Harei Zechum Al Hashem. We say Harei Zechal. You don't say Hashem. So how come we don't do the Nusach? The Rambam also doesn't quote that Nusach. The Mishnah has a few times like that. Now there's a Tshum al Hashem al HaKol. How come we left out the Shem Hashem? And the Kri Hashem of the Chalim. So the Malbim quotes, Kasa Bezeh HaMeparshim, Kasa Bezeh HaMeparshim. Stay tuned in Aleph, huh? I don't know which one. That Kredin should stick to Hanshek Nechah Adar, but Nechah Samitzvah, then it is required when you Kri Hashem Tshumah, Kri Hashem Chalim, you have to say, I read the Tshum al Hashem. But after the Ashik says that you're already stuck and you have to say a block of the Shem and Alphas or whatever, then you just see already how to have Kara Shem Hashem connect in conjunction with the Kriya Shem of the Truman. So then the Mana there, you no longer any need to mention the Shem Hashem in the Kriya Shem having the Truman Hashem Alpha. Now, in Luisha Einfeld, I don't think that it's the Yishami was created with Takana Pashik Nesan Vela. Yishami is the Nitzuch, the way they used to be Mappish, Bizmana HaMairayim. Maybe Bizmana Tanan, but not Bizmana HaAbayis Yishami. Yishami is the Lashon before they understand the Nitzuch of the Bracha. Before you say the Bracha, and I thought, Shukum, I read the Shukum, Hashem. I don't understand. Anyway, that's what he calls a suggestion. That perhaps this is the requirement in our Torah. Lo Shechachti Melahat Tishimcha. When you pray Hashem Shume, you have to mention Shem Hashem in the Kriyat Hashuma. And there's the Tum al Hashem. That's the Din Deraita. And then with the Rabbanon, once they were mistaken, Birchus HaMitzvus in general, on Tzitzis and Tzul and Shaitan and Lulav and Sukkah, and Mizuzah and everything under the sun, all the Mitzvus are there. From there, there's the Birchus HaMitzvah and Afar Shatzum as well. And then he brought the Yachta of the Shem Hashem. So the name is no longer any scene to mention the Shem Hashem there. So the Malbim says that that's the Pshat over here. Whatever was required, this part is already speaking also, whatever was required in our Torah, in the Kriya Shem of the Tumah, they shifted to the Takana de Rabbanon of the Birchas HaMitzvah. So if, and the Machlokes Rabbi of Yechanan is a Machlokes on the level of the right, and not in Birchas HaMitzvah, but rather in Kriya Shem Tumah. According to Rab, all you have to say is Halei the Tumah LaShem, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, you have to say Halei the Tumah LaShem Melech HaElam. So it's like Mishnu Yishami, and it's Tumah Hashem Melech HaElam. It's a shver day. Yeah. The Shem Hashem on the tree and the Tumah, that is the thing they write. Okay. And then when they made it a bracha, so that I can also the hair a little bit. And they made the bracha, so you don't have to say the Shem Hashem, they have to say it now. But to say that there's a machlokes, rather of the... to say that the Mishnah and the Sefrei seem to support Rav more than Rav Yechonah. Why? Rav Yechonah only disagrees with Rav when you're saying a bracha. You have to have Shem u'Malchus. He doesn't disagree with Rav Yechonah's Tumah. You have to say a Malchus when you're Malchus Tumah. Very strange. Very strange what the Malchus says that this, the details don't exactly fit into the Gemara. A very, very particular Gemara. So the Mishnah is right. It has his suggestion. It has his suggestion. If he quotes everybody else, so then he gives his suggestion on Agumah. So he says, the Pasuk comes down to say this, the Pasuk says, when Shaul lost the Asenai, and he was looking for the apron, that they told him he should go to the Novi, and they had lived in Novi, so they told him to go there, and bring the Kabbalah. And he said in the Pasuk, who you going to say, Zerach, he's going to say a Brache, Shaul is going to say a Brache, yes, he says the Brache, then everybody would eat the Kabbalah. So what kind of a Brache was he saying? He's saying, Shahakamu, the Dvar on the flesh. He says, no, the Pashtus is, I think, Rashi on the Pashtus, and so the Shmuel says, he was saying, the Bechus on Mitzvah, the Kedushan of the Pashtus Kibonu, Halachim of Hazera. And he says, Azad Roche, the Mishnah of Yankee says, that's the last Mishnah of Tochim says, that you say, Bechus on Hazera, Pashtus of Hazera, Bechus on Hazera, Pashtus of Hazera. It's a Mishnah that's not such a Roche, Roche before Achilles, for the Pesach, Roche before Achilles, for Mishnah, Roche before Achilles, Kola Kabonu Kul. So what kind of a Roche is that? Is that a Roche de Raita? Or is that a bracha de rabbanon? He said bracha de rice and melech ha-teitzit. Bracha de rice, one is bracha ha-teira. And alamithia maybe, I'm not like it, and kiddush, and maybe habdola. And because I'm not managed, you can't say that the bracha and afrosh is tuna is a chi of the rice. That's the report, Mr. Tain. Most of the case, bracha de rabbanon, the lab is bracha ta-yimu, so the bracha is not the apple, it's called bracha de rabbanon. To say that it's a gamra in the rabbanon, that it didn't exist at all. So what do you think of that between the brachas as well? They just said there was a bracha. And it doesn't seem like a shakl. The pashup shak was that it was a bracha, not pashup shak. He says the answer is that there was no chayva. There was a chayva, certain brachas there, I said, brachas ha-tayra, brachas ha-mozim, kiddush, whatever. There were certain brachas there, I said. And then he says that apparently there was a mini kodum, miskufas ha-nevim, that the people, the Hamaynam, had a practice on their own to recite Birchas HaMitzvah on Inyonim of Kedusha. When they were Mafish Truma, they had Kedusha, so they would either Mafish Truma, they would eat Truma, and Inyonim of Kedusha they had. That's what some he doesn't have. Some other Achareinim writes along the lines of the Mishnah of Yankit. The prophet says that when Eliezer the Rebbe Avram came to look for a Shidduch for Yitzchok, and he found Rivka, so it says, by Rokha Rivka, by Yom Abach HaShemim, Atayi, the Alpi Revorah, to the Tetris in the beginning of Sidus. Quotes Sirka de Ablezer, I think, that the Mishpah that you see, by Rokha Rivka, that even when you're Mekadosh and Isha, you're Shaliach, the Shaliach can recite the Dirkha Sirka. By Rokha Rivka, refers to the Dirkha Sirka. What kind of Dirkha Sirka is that? Is that Dirkha Sirka? Dirkha Sirka is only the Rabban, it says, by Rokha Rivka, by Yom Abach, after saying after you did after one, you had a dog, you should have a lot of babies. That's what it says in Shokhanah. When you do the Badek, and to the Rabbanim, of course, you give a prophet to the child, you should have a lot of children. The first thing we say, that person, or the person can be given a truth, that when he gave the prophet to Ruth, when she got married, she should have a lot of children. So the circuit that led the Tetris in the beginning of Exodus, so the circuit that led the Nod, by Zohar Fritz, the semicolon, by Yom Ravah Zachar Zachar, saying after you the offer, but that was another prophet. By Bracha, Ed, Rivka doesn't he gave a Bracha to Rivka, he gave a Bracha to the Rebbeinu Shlomo in connection with the Chasmim. So what, Taka Bracha Zerichin is the Raita? So that's the good thing, no? That the Gemara says in the beginning of Kiddushin, that Hareat Mekadesh Etzli is a Lishna de Rabbanu. A Lishna de Raita is going to say Hareat Arusotri, Hareat Ishti, a lot of the Shanis like that, and it means that Hareat Mekadesh, the whole Lishna is a Lishna de Rabbanu. And what does it mean? But she should be Asura Kuli Alma Chahedi, just like Hegdish, you can eat the Mina, today she teaches also to everybody. So the Achlani points out the Lishne is a Lishne de Rabbanon, but the concept is a concept they're right there. Because first of all, the washing papers out there, Nafkinina can do them they're right there, but he says, how do you have the Kudash, you see? How do you have Dishnis? The whole Lashon is a Lishne de Rabbanon. You're going to tell me that there are differences in do them they're right there, whether he says a Lashon Kedushan Ahina or a Lashon Kedushan Ahina. You can see that the Russian is only instituting the Rabbanon, but the concept that Ishut is like Kiddushin is that the concept of the Rabbanon, so give me such an enemy. So that's what the Mishkan. Well, there's no Hadaita Rabbanu Kaishno, but as you say that in marriage, in issues, there is some kind of an Indian, a Kiddushah. There's such a concept of life that marriage contains some kind of an Indian of Kiddushah. So that's what some want to say based on this Mishnah Sanctus, that there was no Chayza Deraisa, but there was an old lineage, not only the Kutar Tanuzim or Rishayim from the days of Shmuel Anogi, Puyivarach and Kasevach, but even earlier, that they used to say brochers on the Yonim of Kedusha, like when they would get married. And they felt that they were creating some Indian of Kedusha. It was an Indian of creating an Indian of Kedusha. The Gemara says that Isha Isha Shechina Shuri Ganein, because the Isha has a youth, the Isha has a head. So the Gemara in Sosa has such a Gemara, that the Shechina Shuri Ganein somehow is some kind of a Hashorot Hashina. So that's why there was a minute kodum to recite the bracha in connection with creating in Yonah Kedusha, like Akashas Tumne, Lachilas Tumne, and Isha. So that's what the Mishnah Sanctus went shot. When the farmer wants to say the Vibe Meister, he has to say with a straight face and all honesty, I fulfilled all of the chayyus deraisa and all of the minhagim. And if they say that he fulfilled all of the minhagim, not the minhagim the shtet, but the minhagim that came after Matan Torah, the minhagim that preceded Matan Torah. So one of the minhagim that preceded Matan Torah was to recite that birchas hamitzvah wasn't the chayyus deraisa. It was not mikra zechayyus till later generations, to the days of Anshei Tzemach Hagadola, and then it's back in all the other birchas hamitzvah. But there was such a minute. So the farmer, in order to be allowed to recite Vidimais, has to say, I fulfilled all the Vidim Deraita, and I observed all of the Minhagim that existed also. All the time hallowed Minhagim. And one of the time hallowed Minhagim was to recite a bracha on Akashas Tumah. And to recite the bracha in accordance with the rules and regulations of whatever a bracha really needs out of the Vidim. Whatever a bracha needs out of the Vidim, the Rakhah Sashan Rakhah, the Bracha Samadhan is a bracha of the Vidim. A bichat aper is a bracha mideraisa. The machleik is Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan is a machleik is stuck in a din deraisa. When you have bichat apera, when you have bichat amozen, do you need shema, do you need shema malchus? And that machleik is Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan has ramifications, carries over, has ramifications when you get to the minig. The minig was that they always said a bichat amitzvah aninyonim of kedusha, and the farmer has to say in the vidim mice, I fulfilled all the obligations, all of the minhagim also. So you have to say with all honesty that he fulfilled the minhag properly of reciting the bracha. That's the best we can come up with. All the other suggestions are very, very schwer. Not their
The mother had the two.
The other Tanaim holds these parts, and Rav Rishon holds that Ksuba is not their right. What do you do with the Pasuk? The answer is not. The Pasuk is describing the common practice that existed in Zman HaTanach. They always used to give Ksuba. It does not necessarily mean that it's a real Chayva. It doesn't have to be a Chayva their right to give a Ksuba. Even if one should assume that the Chayva to give a Ksuba is only the Rabbanon, but the practice existed in Zman HaTanach, how do you not tell the practice existed? And here also, this practice existed, it is on all the altar meaning. I mean, it's harder that they had from the Shonim Kadrinis.
How could the Aliyanter be valid from the Irish people if it's not having seen them yet?
You know, the negative that did. How's the Lord of the Kaddish is in the Aliyanter? Is this a Kasha?
Well,
he came to the Shriachim. He came to the Shriachim. He came to the Shriachim. He's an
Right.
What about Kasha? Rebbe is the end of the third institution, so they cannot serve as a Shliach. The Kod of Ashi Tata, yes, how can you mean the Kasha? What about the Kasha? I don't know. I don't know. What about the Kasha? Don't Kasha! I'm going to send some Kasha!
Why didn't you call a chance to see
her? What about the Kasha? Okay. That's the famous thing that you might have finished there, Kasha.
I knew.
Yeah. Vairocha Sutra,
yeah,
love himself.
Not the same, not the
same.
No, but then Vairocha Sutra, Vairocha Law, the text is quoted in the beginning of the Sutra, when you think of that measure, it just is a semicolon. Vairocha Sutra, semicolon. He once mentioned that in Shubat Maharam Wittenberg, he records a meaning that they had this man Harishan, this man Bali Atesu. That it was a common practice, he used to be the Kaddish Aide Shriya. When the Shidduch was a long distance Shidduch, when the girl lived in a different city, they would send the Shliach, and if the Shliach thought that it was a good Shidduch, even if he didn't see the girl, they would have done it. I found that's what they did, the man Bali Atesu also. And the Shliach would say, right, the Shliach would say the Birchus Eirishin. The Shliach would recite Birchus Eirishin, but then he came to him soon, I was there. So they would bring the girl back to the city where the Chosman lived. And then the Chosman would recite again Birchus Eirishin. They would give again a ring and say, send it again Birchus Eirishin. And Maran Gutenberg said that it's Drachel Ratzal. They already said the Drachel, and the Shliach gave the ring. And the Shliach was Mekadosh Eirishin. So how do you do again a second tradition now with the Drachel Shachat Drachel Ratzal? And he says also it's improper because the Goyim Ratzal Laz I should do some idea shmiya. You're going to do a second position, so people will think that the first position was mechalik, and you don't need a guess, and the din is not true that if you do some idea shmiya, works out. And if you want to, if you decide to break up the shiva, then you need a guess. So he's opposed to the whole thing, to the drach, and to the second position also to the drach. There are basic angle in his kecharis on the gemara, and the gazarian hashash in the beginning of the second parishion kiddushin suggests the mechalik, and this meaning had money. Because Maram Lutmer is recording and then again he doesn't like it, but apparently there were other Bali Atheists who had not some Bali Atheists. He assumes that they're not some Bali Atheists. These were Bali Atheists who also took practice. So he makes a two-sho. He says, the Gemara says that Kiddushin is a Lishin de Rabbanon, that such a thing is Kiddushin, such a thing is Kiddushin. And the Gemara says, Mitzvah Doyot, Mitzvah Shvuchoy, by Kiddushin Isha. Let's say if you're Magdish a Kordon, somebody has to bring a carbon pesa. So it's also mitzvah by Yosef and Shluch, it's a bigger mitzvah that I should be mafish to carbon pesa rather than especially I have to be mafish to carbon pesa. What if I didn't? What if the Shliach is mafish to carbon pesa? Well, I accomplish anything by taking the pain and saying, Noham al Asetamo. I raise the Kaddish with Bisha at carbon pesa. I raise the Kaddish to Chatev, the first name of Harashavim to Shergeg, and we ask the Shliach to be mafish to carbon pesa and the Shliach to itself. And then, before he brings it to the Beit HaMikdash, will he accomplish or gain anything by making another act of Hakdosha? Will that accomplish anything in the area of Mitzvah Yisrael Shlucha? The thing I said about Rashi at the end of Shabbos, apropos to nothing here, Rashi at the end of Shabbos, that doesn't belong there, but Rashi says, yes, if the farmer sent the shepherd to be mafish at the Hema, as a carbon, when the farmer brings that to Hema to the Beit HaMikdash, if he's not, he should be second time. But then Rashi writes there a chagah, that's just kalavayat. Rashi writes as a footnote, the farmer will be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of the mishmuch by doing the second hadash. So the Rebbe suggests maybe that was the marker for the Indian that the Bali Atesis had, that when he would bring the salad to the Beit HaChasim, he would be in Kaddish again, because Kiddusha Yishua is like an Indian of Hakdosha, and just like that, Hakdosha gives an Indian of mitzvah of the mishmuch, even after the Shpeh has already done the mitzvah. He really was mafish to the Eimer. The farmer should be mafish at Seitamol, not design at Seitamol. And the male is, you recite Birchus HaMitzvah, not only on Mitzvah Deraita, you recite Birchus HaMitzvah on Mitzvah Derabbanan also. The Gemara says, Eichel Tivon and Eloi Toto. The Gemara says, when you sing Don Chanukah, or when you read Mitzvah Megillah, even though it's only a Mitzvah Derabbanan, it's Yadlach anyway. And you also, this is a Mitzvah Derabbanan, the way Rashi learns in Yom HaShabbat. Mitzvah Bari. Yes, it's a Mishluch, and Mitzvah Bari, yes, Mishluch, and Yishlach, and Mitzvah Deraita. That's the first time you're doing it. I can do some other shit. So he says that for Rashi holds that you're noticed, you have an added team on this trip. There's a team on this trip, and I've been mad with the card in a second time. So he says, so maybe you do? I don't know. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But here in this mitzvah, we know that you said Rashi.
The opinion arrives in the Rashi that the such a thing is repeated in this relationship to the Kita Agdosh.
But the Kushin is no victim, maybe to
you. You don't know whether there is a Brach on that, that Hathosh is Kabbalah. We haven't been Mafish Kabbalah in many years. Maybe the Dinah is going to be Mafish Kabbalah. Is this a Brach? I don't know.
Maybe by Kedushin it's not complete. When you do the Kedushin, you've got a Eretz, it's not a complete mitzvah. So you don't have to say the Eretz.
Yeah, but we don't do the Brach. We don't have Brach when you do Eretz. So you're the Eretz. When you do the Eretz, you don't have to say the Eretz.
But if it's a further distance away, then there's no opinion of you still by your teacher, but the same way as the Mr. Breakthrough teacher only when the color
is going to do it.
If he's just going to do it also, but if it's a different point, because the shape is far away, then it's the same thing as the
teacher. Okay. But you have to think about God, when they bring the color, it does make sense to repeat the tradition again at Tekken.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you think about God?
Then why did the spirit just bring the girl? Why did you just cover the shakti? What was the need to make the decision?
I don't know.
You wanted to make sure the girl wouldn't back out again,
right?
Okay. So you come in now?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. The bracha that he says is a bracha kamitzah, right? Like the Rambam and the Raivis, the same thing. Right? Okay, let's invite that. Then we'll invite the Mishnah. We had before the various brachas, such as Berit Shireis and Berit Shuhadom and Amarit Yilatna and Horis and Berit Mimizainis and everything. But now it says that anything that doesn't fall under one of those categories is Shahakol. Anything that's not Mimizainis and it's not Hadom and it's not right. Well, God is saying, you do them in the harvest, whatever doesn't grow from the ground, really there can't be any of it about bracha, then the bracha doesn't inside the shakam in the ground. Alachim is, here's something that did grow from the ground. Alachim, you had wine, and it spoiled, and it became sour. So you think you spoiled wine that tastes like vinegar. Alachim is, Baal HaNoblos. What is Noblos? Hashar L'Nigamah. Noblos means, there were fruits that were growing on the tree, and the sun was baking the fruits, and they got spoiled in the sun. Rotten fruit. Rotten fruit. So however it got rotten. The Al Hagoy Voy. What about Griethop? Griethop. So Griethop is Al Shahakal. Kosher Griethop. Kosher and non-kosher Griethop. They didn't even hear about that. So Griethop is a special. That is Shahakal in the Zohar. That's not a Kiddush. But the other two are a Kiddush. The wine should really be brought to our and just because it got spoiled, so why does it lose its special?
But the wine is the common is there by Alba. Even the wine would have been
the almost,
it would be from there
as a kosher. They said that the wine caused
them that
in the state of wine has a
hashish.
Otherwise it's shakal. Okay. What's noteless? Why is noteless shakal near the Dvara?
It's not edible.
It's spoiled. It went down. No, apparently it is edible. No, it went down too. It should have gone down to 8. And it goes down. It's spoiled. Spoiled food. Spoiled bread also. Bread is not. Spoiled bread. Let's say it's full of shimmels. The normal person would need it. Let's say it's not helping feet. How can you compare it? Of course it's not unhealthy. I don't think it's unhealthy. Eat bread that's fashionable. That it's not
the
limit. It's the limit. But it's not so. Our Apache, Ipshav, Arayan, Shikin, Arayan, Shikin, Arayan, Shikin, the raw poor food is Shahakam in the book. Okay, that we can understand, that's so difficult. But you don't know, you disagree, and he says, no. Kosher, who's in Kalala, ain't the Vakamala. What's the name Kalala? The Chayle. the Kishur and Inklover, and the Gozai. The Gozai, the grass after that come and they destroy all of the crops that's growing. So that's a clover that these grasshoppers are around. If the grasshopper doesn't eat everything after the time, it's a Gozai that's a Makkah, Makkah's Medina. So the Buddha says such a grasshopper, you don't say a Brochan at all, because it's a new clover. Yeah.
Some of these are not kosher and not kosher.
And on the chometz, if the yayin spoils, it's also a curse. It's a punishment in Hashemai. So on yayin, she'ech mitzilon said, "Rabbi, what does nobleness mean? What is nobleness?" There's no going to discuss that. Okay. So shout exactly whether the beauty disagrees on nobleness also. Rashi and the Mishnah write on all three. Kosher means kol Rashi. Chometz, nobleness, and gavoy. All three. The Gemara is going to discuss whether that's really correct. There's a beauty, maybe the beauty only disagrees on chometz and gavoy. Maybe nobleness. Depends how you translate the word nobleness. What does it mean? Novel. It's the car. How does it kind of catch it? It's novel. It's novel. It's novel. What does it mean? No wicker away. Or to fall down. The Gemara has two shots. No, we'll soon see what you mean.
Right.
Novel. Novel is not novel. It's not novel. Davening on the sun. Okay, and the last line of the Mishnah is Zachary. Let's read more. Kana Rabbanon says in the Bible, Adav Shein Dulem in Oaret, whatever didn't grow from the ground, so it's not Haret, and it's not Adam, it's not going to be Mizayin, it's going to come to Chamesh, it's meaning Dogen, it can't be Amos, it can't be Zachary Adolfen, but by process of elimination, it has to be Shachim and Zachary, good. But the Tzadehemus, Chayim, Tzadehemus, Chicken, Fish, Dogen, everything, all the miscellaneous foods that are not any of the other brothers, you say shachem yidavor. Ala cholav, ala beis, ala gvina, shachem yidavor. Ala kashi uksho, on bread that spoils not stale. Stale bread is a different thing. Stale bread is still amaz, but spoiled bread. Kashi uksho, sashimu. Ala yayin shehikrin, it has particles floating in it, doesn't it spoil, doesn't taste so good. Ala kashi uksho, ova turot, yibut turit. Is a loshan on mishnah, loshan on tana, yibut turit means they had no refrigeration on meat, so if you leave the meat overnight, it just starts to get spoiled a little bit. Meat is anyway sharpening the clothes, so it doesn't matter whether it gets spoiled or doesn't get spoiled, unless they had roots or vegetables that started to get spoiled a little bit, so that, but it's still edible, so the dinner is like you say sharpening the clothes. I'm salt to eat.
On the meat,
when you
change.
But you left it overnight and it changed it. We got to spoil a little bit. It's not well after the photo. Oh, you take it, let's say something you take. Right, at the beginning of the paper you have left it. It was not well after the photo, you don't see any joke at it. Thank you. That if it's selected, there are happy also. Well, I think if it's selected, there are happy also. But if it's Mamish, not Michael at all. If the best is not Michael, then you don't see it. No. Some people chew up their ballpoint pens and you take them. So you don't see any drop at all. It's not that you say Shaka because it's a miscellaneous. You don't see a drop at all on that. Now, of course, a person Shaka made a drop. There's not a melody thing. Huh? That's how the bride just started off. Although the shame you do, but in heart. And he gave you an example, milk, eggs, cheese, flesh, chicken, mushrooms. So you tell me that mushrooms are not going to do a taka. That's not that time, but we have a bride that says, I know you're going to be Paris, so Oreb. Part of the Paris, so Oreb. Look at the Canadian pastor. That's what he uses, the expression Paris, so Oreb. And most of the other parents are working, it's not a good thing to pass it. However, the mama called to do the kakalai, anything that grows from the ground, then it's also up to claim the pass it. So you see that in most of the other, you do the kakalai, the expression, the kakalai does include, mushrooms, so say to the mother. So if in most of the other it's growing, it's not a kakalai, no, it's barely so. You have a lot of things that are Lashon Yodim one way, and in reality it's not so. But you want to say Takashi, if a Lashon Yodim is turned into the Kata, include even to name the Patriot, so why shouldn't you have to, so the Chorus corresponds to reality, so why shouldn't you say Zarpi Hadroma on Rabaye? The answer is, in the truth, I just use the rope in the air. It grows on the ground, or the mint in the lamp in the air. It's not rooted in the ground, so it doesn't get its nourishment from the ground. So in order to say Zarpi Hadroma, it's not enough that it should grow on the ground, sitting on the ground. That's the drainage from the ground. I say to him, but that's not what it says in the Mishnah. You listen to the fact that Zarpi Hadroma, you do them in the air. The mission says, you should reread the Mishnah, the Bible. It doesn't really, you're changing the gears in the Mishnah. You're reinterpreting it, but it means there's no Dovish any Yerik now. If it's not Yerik from the ground, I don't think so. It's not Yerik from the ground. That was a discussion we once mentioned. There was a discussion in the story. I saw that when I was married to Sol just 2 weeks ago. I bought the second volume of the collection of letters of disciples. Now some of the letters are very fascinating. But some of the disciples were also that this meaning that they have to fight some Kiddush Rebbe, but they say Shahatam on potato. Why? Because they say that the potatoes are not planted in the ground. So he writes them in a letter, my dear friend, I don't know where you were brought up, but I was brought up in a little village in Europe, and he said, we have potatoes. What do you mean it doesn't grow from the ground? It grows in the ground like all the vegetables grow in the ground. He said, what are you off your mind? Mushrooms are not underground. Mushrooms are not doing it in the ground. They're not rooted in the ground. They sit on top of the ground. But potatoes are regular vegetables. So he's explaining to the guy, gives the whole description, and he gives them all the different words for potatoes, what they call it in this country, the other country. He says, of course it's what they're going. There's no reason in the world to say that it's Rishon. They have our many by some city should have that it should be Rishon. And then he says, and those who say that it should be, what a meaning is that it? That's what I just said. And because it's a topic, what a meaning is that it? They say from the... Panzer up. It says from Panzer. That it's a topic. Yes, it's something over there. That the descendants of Chaim Sanza say Shahakar on potatoes, on strong potatoes, on regular potatoes. Why? There are two versions why. I mentioned one, the Milchah Dikta. Dying Rice has a shiur about this, and the disciple has the same Marokka. They had two Zohar HaTzofik, and so why should not be Huadamah. So one Zohar HaTzofik was that it should be like Main Apatrius. Why? Because when you have potatoes in the summertime, they start to sprout. And see that it grows, even though it's not attached to the ground. That's what the Minchas it doesn't grow potatoes. It sprouts a little bit. A lot of things will grow a little bit even when they're detached in the ground. But it's not going to grow up potatoes. It's only going to grow up potatoes if it's rooted in the ground. So they don't say that that's ridiculous. Minchas Yitzchak and the son of Russia, that's out of the question. They say that potatoes should be the same as grain and potatoes. Then the other side was, that's the result they consider, that the said on the Gemara before that on Erez Zedechen, on Raish, there's a Machleg Zedechen and Nuri and a Chachon, Machleg Zedechen that is in the Chameshus Mini Dogan on that. So Kanta Zedechen and Nuri, the Raish is in the Chameshus Mini Dogan, so you can make matzah from it, you have to say I'm working it, so it's a Ghana, the Chacham Ozen, and the whole works regular for him, and he's anything, everything. And Alamis, everything. And we don't pass them like that, but one little snake we do. The bracha before rice is burned in the zayin. The bracha after is burned in the parashas, but the bracha before is burned in the zayin. What's that this? Manish tana, why should that be? So the rain on the rift, rice, the reason why is because rice is very, very filling. And the reason why you say burned in the zayin on cakes and cookies and so on, spaghetti, is because it's very filling. So since rice is also filling, even though it's not from the chamish, it's in the zayin, you have to say burned in the zayin. So that's what some said in the potatoes. It used to be the potato of rice. That's the same thing. And many communities in Europe used to eat potatoes all the time. So that was mine is very silly, so it should be very good in the day on the potatoes. So actually they both argued that with all due respect, that's only ridiculous. The Heilige Chachamam not used up by rice. That's all the Meir Tachanik was right, not because it's very silly. That's not any other right. Because there was a time that Abbe Chamanui who held that rice is from the Chamei Chachini Dogen. Even though we don't pass the rice in, but Korach HaDogel Lee is in there. Because the Yerushalmi says in Chalva, how can Rabbi Machleg Zabecha Meru and the Chachanim are Rabbi Shlom Messias? When it's Bola Dechim, it's Bola Dechim, why didn't they test it and see what it's Bola Dechim, 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 it's Bola Dechim can see that even the Chachamim Rabbeinu Hallelujah marched into the fact. They agree that, that when you make rice with water and you make cookies out of it and so on, it is cannot the same as regular cake and cookies. Even though they don't hold like a different rule of the government, that's what we get to the Brahmi. But to take potatoes, if it's in Gansu, Shalodidor, the Yuna has nothing to do at all, has no cycles with Kamesh Sine government. You say because it's very filling, anything can be very filling. If you eat enough, it'll be filling. But some people have Coca-Cola and very filling. Have some in, they live on Coca-Cola. Some people just drink coffee all the time.
It's really good. You have another government. In the north, you have potato. Potato becomes a major meal. So therefore, when you say in the walnut, it doesn't have to be mandatory on the bed. The potato can become the bourbon after it, because if it becomes a major meal, so therefore, it could very well be after the halacha that in one place they get only corn, whether you make damn corn is only.
Okay, that was the suggestion. That's what these defendants held, that it was not correct. That's what the dying was. The disciples both wrote that they don't think that that's true. They think that the only exception to the rule is rice, because rice is on the way, it takes to send the dogma. It starts off, but it doesn't really mean that anything is very good.
Cool.
Also not. Corn is a regular corn. Corn is, what they call in Yiddish, corn is regular grain.
No, corn like beer.
Corn on a cob, hey.
Yeah.
No, that's what I don't know. No, even if it's very filling. No. All vegetables would be very similar to you, and not as any vegetable, would they, John?
I said they say it's on the right
on the prophet's name. Oh, right. Yeah, that's what they said. They didn't know what prophet's name is, because prophet may be its designer. That's what they said, Shahako, because that's what they both, the cycle of it, with the Hadith, they both hold that the whole Kesman is wrong. Okay. And then they said shahakal on the cookies. And they said the cookies are shahakal. And then they said the raw potatoes are shahakal. Good dish. Let's go. It's very expensive to change clothes, so it's better than to give them a break. The contact has to get paid to them, and it's a shame you take the money from Yerushalayim, and then what do you do with the money?
Right.
You can't buy clothing, you can't buy furniture, you can't buy furniture, you can't buy food. What kind of food? And it's very expensive. But Baruch HaBatan, by Yayin and Bashek, so the Gemara and Eric, and then Baruch HaTam, there's more different mitzvahs discusses. You know this discuss, why do we tell you so many Yerushalayim? But Baruch HaBatan, by Yayin and Bashek, and the Chol HaShek, the Shalach HaMashek. The one who sends it, etc. What do you need for the shalom? So the Gemara says it's a klal across the klal, that it has to be pre-mitzvah to do the tzarka. You have to buy, you can't buy water. Let's say you're thirsty, it's all for food, you can't buy water, you can't buy salt. You can't buy mine or mellow. There's a machloikas ha-tanayim in Erev in Makom Yavin, in the third Tarek in Erev, Makom Yavin, so there's a machloikas ha-tanayim where you can buy fish. Sometimes I'm told you cannot buy fish with Maita Sheni money. That's not included in Babaka Batana Bayam Shech has to be do the tzarka on the dry land, not in the water. Another time I'm told that fish is also called to do the tzarka, not to say. So the Gemara says there that you cannot buy the Kamei Mepatria. So it's also not to do the tzarka. It's a lot of the father has to be free to free, you can do the tzarka. So the Gemara says it's the name of Patria is me. What is that when you make? It says, Bakon the Arrogant. Someone wants to make Erez a Chumit. He wants to be allowed to go with the Chumit. You're not allowed to go with the Chumit. Shabbat and Yom Kippur. So if he leaves food, almost, he leaves an Erez a Chumit. He can't leave the Chumit to Alpai Mamas. He leaves the Chumit to Eru, but he leaves it 1,800 Amos away. 1,900 in. But then he says, I want that to be my Muslim, and then he has a different circle, he draws different heirs, Kum Shabbat, and then he can go, what looks like it's Christmas Kum, that's his Muslim. But that Arabic Kum, it doesn't have to be doctored back to the Muslim commission, it's not only Arabic, you can make an Arabic Kum, it's all kinds. You can leave a bottle of ketchup, you can leave a bottle of mustard, you can leave cookies, you can leave anything, any kind of food. Then the Shulchan Aruch, there's a Machlekes, so he's showing that you can make an Arabic Kum, and as you see from the Jew, it's also about Kum Yavin. Any kind of food you can use, you can only use pot. In the Avner of the Chater, it's all of the Chater. Great. But if it's a Shpuch and Mevuah, so it's a Heir of the Kunin, then the Mishnah says, back on the Avner, you can use anything. So some Rishonim hold that you cannot use Kamein the Patriot. And others hold that that's ridiculous. The Magia of the Gemara, the Vilna Gaon quotes, other Rishonim are Magia of the Gemara, that it doesn't make sense. What about the Kamein the Patriot should be Torah? By Tibyan, by Maitha Sheini, when you bring to the Tzalka Kerti Yedecha, you bring the money to Yishalayim, but if I tell you, Lord, not exerat HaKas, it has to be seen with you, that you give a contract, it's because you have a problem with the Kalaf, and it gives you so many Mishalim, it says, Baruch HaBe Tzalim Vahar HaShech, L'chol HaShech, T'shoch HaMashech. But the fact that it gives four Mishalim, tells you have to be to the Kalaf. And you can't use Mayim HaMelech, it's not to do the Karta. In some part of all, you can't use Tishi, that's not to do the Karta. So we say, you can't use famous Tashi, because there's no deal of Gidulei Karka by Erevei Kunin, so why should you say that to Shal? So why in the world should you have such a good thing in the world? That's one of the Hagoyas that the Gro has, in Shekhanah HaKarachayim, Hagoyas Hagro, the Yuri Hagro, he's Magir, the Gemara has, and all that the Rishonim are wrong, that it doesn't make any sense, that you shouldn't be able to use Kamein Tashi. Kamein Tashi is not Gidulei Karka, so there's no HaKash of Kunin, so my sense you say, there's no deal of Shmita, whatever. But to say that it can't be used, why can't you use a synthetic food? Let's say you have a chemical that you mix together and make a synthetic food. So why couldn't you use that for everything cooling? At a place that you shouldn't be able to use. That's a shot. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't remember. You have to look in the Mishnah. I don't remember. That Hagor is one of the Hagors that the Talmidim pointed out. I think in the Havdomit of the Baruch HaShulchan, if I'm not mistaken, they point out that what a great Goyim they led was in his tradition with Goyim. One of the things they point out is that Hagor Tavor. If the Rebbe was Magia, that is all that the name of Patriot is with the Erevei Kunin. The Erevei Kunin. I think the Stifle of Son has a whole place on the status of the name of Patriot. We collected all the Gemaras with all the different sheets. It's the whole study. What's the status of this thing? What kind of an androgynous thing is it? It's trouble. Argali karka, mirza robin, neyara, minkin, loyankin yara, it's not yonikin again. So the distinction with being a lizard like to do the type of sexual thing is not to do the type. It's a different kind of a risk. It grows. Mushrooms can grow on the side of a tree. Side of a tree. There's not roots in the ground. Okay, the whole research project. What is the status of Kamein HaPatriot and Halacha vis-a-vis Gedulei Karka? When does it have to be in Gedulei Karka? When not? Okay, the difference in the system. Rala Neulus, listen, Mishnah says that Machlekes HaTanayim is on what? Tanakama holds that Neulus is some kind of a spoiled food, and the bracha is only Sha'akha, like on Sashim of the bread. Or spoiled meat. And Rabbi Yudah says it's so spoiled that you don't say any broch at all. That's what it sounds like. Thank you more. My noblest, how do you translate the word? What does the word noblest mean? But there, Rabbi Moy had a machleki. Chadamai, one of them held bush le kamra. Means that it's burned by the sun. Before they pluck it off in a tree. The sun is beating down so much on it that it got spoiled. That's a spoiled fruit. The Tanakama holds that you say Shaka like on spoiled bread, like on spoiled wine. Whatever the brother should have been, it's not down to Shaka. Now if you just say spoiled is like spoiled wine, that you don't claim it, you don't get any brach at all, you can call it to be called. The Chadam and the other Ramah says no. That the word Novelist just means Tami Dizikra. The date that fell down because of the wind accident. So why shouldn't it be both to her? Why is Rabbi saying no bracha at all? The whole thing is a mystery.
The boy is going to back out. It didn't complete the cycle, but the natural cycle is what we pulled off.
That's it.
But then he was saying, well, apples will fall down on the floor. Oh, it was made in a
room. Apples will fall down on the floor. That's the Gemara Shah. No one ever said that. Apples will fall down on the floor. So why should it be that if a date falls down, the Gemara says it can't be. Gemara has chalotas. But there never was such a thing. But someone's going to have chalotas, it's going to take 10 months. But I promise you, it's not going to have karate. That if the fruit falls down, it's still going to be perfect. Love the Gemara Tanan. Well, let's analyze. It says in the Mishnah of Yudah and the Kosher, in Klovim, Vavam Alav, a Yudah sounds like he's disagreeing with these three things. And Kama holds that Chaymed, the wine that's spoiled and became like vinegar, and the Novos, whatever that is, in the Bavai, the grasshoppers that are destructive for their crops, Buddha says no bracha at all. Sigma wants to know, well, what is it over here? What is your novelist name? Shlomo Lamar Namu Bush Lekamra. If you don't shot in the Kiddush Hamilas of novelist means that it was burnt by the sun and it's spoiled. I was the color of the Mikola. I understand what Abuna says, no bracha at all. El or Lamar Namu Tami Bizika. But if you translate the word novelist, that means it falls down. The terrace would not stand by the wind.
That's a clover.
No, no, it's just a little dirty, it's just a little crush. A lot of times you have an apple that's not so pretty. And you go shopping in the store, so don't buy that apple. But if you got stuck with that apple, so you lose the apple. What's this? Is this thing clover? It's not the prettiest apple. That's it. Yeah. Elman, every time it's a Zika, why should it be? Greg Dinamore. Why? Elman, every time it's a Zika. My name, clover. Why does everybody say there's no block at all? And the Dinamore, I shy. You're right. But you don't exist to be on the other two. And the first and the third. And Kami says that there are three things that are shahakum. Chaymet means the twelve wine. The novlos is it fell down so it's not so pretty so shahakum. And go by. Rabbi says no broker at all. He's only saying on the go by there's no broker. And on the chomis on the novlos is not. See, that's not a clause. But then the Gemara says he could be on the other say this kasha differently they present it. Not just the kasha. How can Rabbi say no broker at all? And then you can give the answer, Ashaira, you don't need to be on the first and then the third. You never get to be on the others. No! You can be on what others say, the cash is on the kind of comment. Why should the kind of comment say that they were knocked down by the wind, should say, should be shackled? Why should not another say? Just a little crush. Why shouldn't it be right? You could be on the other say, no. The Shlomo Lamar Namu Bush Lekamra, if you translate the word novelist, means that it got burned by the sun, it's a little spoiled. The time is a block, and then Allah is Shahakal. I understand why the Tana Tami says the bracha goes down to Shahakal like any spoiled fruit. Elam Andi Amatami, the Zika. But if you tell me that the Pirush Amilus of novelist means the date that fell down because of the wind, Shahakal. But then the Shahakal must be raised with the boy of the Bruche. It should be a regular baby. Ella does the Gemara that back out. There never was a Machlekes on our mission. Machlekes on a different mission. Ella. The Novlos Tomo, in our mission, we're just as the word Novlos, Kuli Amal Pluk the Bushli Kamen means. About the Pirush Amidus means fruits that were spoiled on the tree. Spoiled fruit. So right off here, but it's spoiled. So that's what it means. And the Tana Kama holds the block and tracks down to Shahako. And Amidus says there's no block at all because it's been enclosed. You don't have to send it block. Keep believing that they had a tradition there was a Machlekes Kamaroyim on a Mishnah somewhere, the Mishnah is in Tanai. It's leading the noblest Tamra. A different kind. Here it just says noblest. There it says noblest Tamra. Same thing with also tomorrow. So when that expression appears, noblest Tamra, that's the Machlekes Kamaroyim. What does that mean? Don't be more than not. You have a Mishnah. There is a din of Denai. What's Denai? When you buy from an Amor, alright. When you buy from an Amor, the Gemara says, Guzman HaTanoim. The Hades Amaratim is Man HaTanoim. The Robam HaOiz Masinim. Amor means not so religious. What is not so religious? They've done it 3 times a day. They're like down to school. And they kept it. They didn't intermarry. They kept all the mitzvahs out there. The Robam HaOiz Masinim. The Lord Masinim. The Lord Masinim. Everything to do. It was a miyut Hanika. 10%, 15%. Not 52% intermarry. 10-15%. Were not Talmudic 100%. What they not Talmudic? The Truma, they were all Mafish. Nothing to discuss. Truma, they were all Mafish. But the Maitavishan, they weren't interested because what do you give Maitavishan to a shaved lady? Why should I have to put shaved lady? Because I'm on the shaved lady, that's the peril. Why we don't play with you? I don't support a peril. Let them work for a living. I want to support a peril. He supports other causes, hospitals, other institutions. They want to support you. And they didn't want to give my solution. They didn't realize that without being lavish, my solution is federal. And if it is, they would have certainly given them my solution. They didn't realize that. So it's a donation to support the London Day Tyler. So they didn't, yeah. That's also the gift. But not for learning. Not that one. What? They didn't realize that just like there's Nisib Nei Shemayim by eating kegel, you didn't take out Truma. They didn't realize that in the Maitreya is Maitreya and Amaitreya. So there was a new thing, Martha, that was only Rav Amorth was always Mafish. It's Manatanoim. Rav Amorth was Mafish. So because there's a new who are not Mafish, the Maitreya and the Maitreya and the Maitreya and the Maitreya and the Maitreya, But the Zvana Tanoim, the Mishnah in the Sefer writes, the Zvana Tanoim at a certain time made a takana of them. You know, one of the Tanoim that made a takana that whenever you buy them in Amoris, you have to be mafish truma. You don't have to be mafish because that's the Yadu of the Yadua Be'ehekler, that they're all medakic. Unless he tells me he wasn't mafish truma. If he tells me himself he wasn't mafish, I'll take his word that he was not mafish. But he tells me that he was mafish, I'll take his word that he was mafish. He's not going to tell me a lie. And that's an enemy too. But on the night of Rishon, with the night of Shem, even though it should have been Erech HaZan and Bisturim, were Choshev, all of them, because of the Miyu. So they made a Takana de Rabbam, and that you got to be Mafish. So the Mishnah says, a whole list, Hakalim Shev Edmai. Which fruits and vegetables and grains can you be Mekalan to assume that the Amholis was Mafish everything? He's not going to be Mafish if it's going to cost him a lot of money. He knows that he's doing wrong. He knows he's supposed to give the night of Rishon and the night of Shem also. But he doesn't feel that he wants to give away so much. But if the vegetables or the fruit are not so valuable to begin with, it's a very inexpensive stuff, so then he knows the proper thing. So he's going to give not only the children, he'll give the mighty mission, the mighty chain rules. The Mishnah lists off a challenge of the Gemara, the following fruits and vegetables you can make along, not to require how fresh it might be, because the Amar tells us that he's not rich, or believes him because it's not so valuable that he should want to cheat over here. The list of Sheikhin and Leemin and Uzradim and Ashuach and Ashikma, Gufna, Natsra, Nevla, Tamra. How many were there? Sheikhin, Leemin, Uzradim and Ashuach and Ashikma, Gufna, Natsra, Nevla, Tamra. Eight different fruits and vegetables. So they said, Amoraim weren't sure what are the fruits and vegetables. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's going to change in every generation. It doesn't matter what it was with Manatamon. It matters in our generation. Are these things valuable? Are they not so valuable? So a lot of halachas like that. That's where Rabbi Yashiv wrote a tshuva leis gitat etat this. He spoke about this. There are a lot of halachas that did not have to know the halachas are registered because of the Messias that existed in their generation. And then in the later generation, the Messias just doesn't correspond. And let's say today, there may be a whole different set of fruits and vegetables that are very inexpensive. That is, the Amoris will not be interested in cheating on them. So he quotes the Rabbi Yashiv, quotes the Chazanish, writes in his paper, that all of these things listed in Dubai don't apply to Zman HaZeh. Every generation has to figure out which are the fruits and the vegetables that are not so valuable. Just because they're second day in time, it doesn't mean that that's the way it's going to be the other boy. You have to judge in each generation. So then the question is, well, what if it's not such an obvious case from you? What if, and that's what he goes into, what if Zman HaTanayim, Yayin Lehushol, was that the Zerua, so therefore they were never Gezer, Maga Akuman, Yai Mavusho. But what about Bizman HaZeh? Yai Mavusho, cost a fortune? All the Yai Mavusho is very valuable. All the wine in the world is Mavusho. They kill the bacteria by pasteurizing. They just pasteurize it for half a second. So that's a shadow. I think that most of the wines I'm a wish list for a few seconds. Okay. It's a shout out how much do you have to cook it. If you have to cook it until 2:12, the Salem area, yeah, I hope you have to cook it to 2:12. 2:12 they don't do it. But a lot of them cook it well above the actual lettuce, boy, and I'm not sure how that that's diagnosed. The actual lettuce is about to call Yang Marushal. So if the Salem area holds it in, when it says on the can and bottle, this is not Yang Marushal, that's what he says. The Moshe says that this is Yang Marushal. Not so precious that that's the Anshayim Rosh. It could be the role of their one is Rosh. Because when they pasteurize it, they do heat it just a few seconds to make it, Yasa Lenin's wine. A lot of them are. A lot of the ones that they sell is not Rosh, a lot of the Rosh are already. Oh, so that's the Shiloh. So that's the Rabbi Yashir writes in his Tshuva. They wrote this in the Kurdish Nigger Tshuva last year that it's turned over the whole world. So he says, the Rishonim write that the reason why the Tanoim were never the Rosh, or not the Rishonim, but the reason why they were never Gezer, Maga Akum, and Yayin Mavusha, because Tanoim is the Rosh Ficha. Yeah, how many people drink Yayin Mavusha? It's a rare thing. But he says, Hank is Manazeda, that's what they all do, they all pasteurize it to kill the germs. And they pasteurize it, so they heat it just for a few seconds. They heat it. Other rabbis, they told me in the OU office that a couple of years ago, when they wanted to manufacture some kind of a kosher wine, in California, but it said that they want to make it Mavusho so that they should be able to have Nachman handle it after a certain point in the process. You're going to have Dr. Yashon and Mitzvah do the whole, it's going to be expensive, yes, it's going to be expensive. So they said they have to pasteurize it and have to make it heated And the Graham gave him a hard time, and he said, look, you can't, you take it or leave it. If you don't want to be Mamasha, then you can't give that check. So he gave him. But after they started pasteurizing it for their process, the only process of cooking it, but it changed the color of the wine, and it looked better. So now the company makes all of their wines with all sorts. It says better. The rabbi knew the secret, how to make better wine. The rabbi wanted it that it should be artificial, it should be a problem of Madakam. And they realized that it improved the color. So that's what Rabbi Yashi writes. If all the companies are making the Rishon now, the happiness of Rishon Lashmisha, so that's our Shailah. What do I care what the facts are today? But with Mana Tanayin, when they are very stealth for all of these things, in the school of Tanayin, all the milk of the Lashmisha, the school of Tanayin, they were never going for whatever reason, by hook up that cook, they're out there. Why? They were never going on Yayin Mavusha. But with Mana Zay, Yayin Mavusha, they were never going to see. He says, no, Yayin Mavusha, the one goes there only when it's the milk of the Lashmisha. When it becomes the milk of the Lashmisha, and then the Xera should apply. Who made the Xera? Who made the Xera? So you don't have to have anybody who makes the Xera. That's what he wrote in the Shul. You don't have to have anybody who makes the Xera. It's out the Xera of Tam Yena. It should have applied on raw wines. And the Yayin Mavusha was milk of the Lashchicha, then it didn't apply. And then he starts fishing around to ask, is this right or not right? It's not so partial to Tshuva Deira. Not so convinced. He quotes from the Chazanish, depending on Tushka, Kamash and Ismail, these are our partial. Of course, it changes in every generation. It's just meant to say, if it's a cheap vegetable, then it's not going to pay cheap. And the Maitreya, the Maitreya Shaila said, you've got to be mafish. What does it got to do with this case of talking? We know that whatever goes on Yayin Mavusha. So what do I care what the reason was? Well, whatever goes on Yayin Mavusha. It gets involved to discuss with. It is done. There's not such a question to Chumra when it came up. They had a big rush, and he first said right away, Rabbi Goren said that he's wrong. But then they showed Rabbi Goren. They quoted the newspapers. Rabbi Goren said that he's wrong because we don't hope for that from that Salem and Russell. We don't hope for that from that people on a frog with you. So he said, but that's not why he said, that's not why he answered.
I see, I'm not sure.
Yeah, different issue. So Rabbi Goren had just read in the newspaper. They go, well, Yashi came out of the Chumah and Sanyas, and he was guessing what the reason why is. And he gets wrong. He kept wrong, so he was attacking, so they had like a big fuss in the newspapers about Rabbi Goren. Then they had a big fuss where Rabbi Goren did the stop without even looking. I was asked, so he didn't carry the newspapers what it was. So he thought that it was that. He said they were wrong. And then after they said what the reason was, then he said he still disagreed. Rabbi Goren still disagreed with Rabbi Goren. He said, that's wrong, that's not the sugar.
But it's not being followed.
In America, they don't follow it. The Belgians follow this stuff. The Belgians have their own hashtag, and it's called Hashtag Abbas. So they follow Razel Yashik's stuff. So they think it in their fashion journey. Some are following, some are not following. In America, I don't think anybody follows it. Yeah. But the Russia is Takashi, the Russia is that there were two reasons why they were going on Tami Einam. One is because of intermarriage, Jibbalik, intermarriage. And that's because it's not right for Nitzach Agavim itself, but if it's manufactured by the Goy, why shouldn't we be concerned about the Hashash of intermarriage? So the Russia writes that Russian, yes, the Milton Rosh Hechel is also there above. And obviously, that Kirega has a whole different Mahalach and the whole first. Kirega and Shulchanot, you don't even need the whole Russia. I don't know why if it's Rabbi Yashi worked so much on the Rashi, he ignores the Rebbe Kivek, and then when we learned to the Yeshiva, after the Rebbe said all the Rebbe Kivek's chapters, that was the correct shot. But if it's not a manufacturer, by the way, there's not that it's Yayin Mavusha. So Hashash is going to say, but it's manufactured by Jews. And then the guy handles it, so then if it's Mavusha, then it's not good. But he didn't consider this far as anything. It's a look of the Shikhal of Gaza Abana. That's not why. It's not part of the answer. Yayin Yisrael, Shemaga Barakom Ben Yon, did not Hashash of intermarriage, what you said before it. Hashash of intermarriage is manufactured by God. I want to have Eidiki Kek. I want to always have such delicious ones. I marry his daughter, and then there should always get such delicious ones. But if you just know, get up the Yayin. So then the Hashash of Bnei Seyem doesn't apply, just the Hashash of Yisro. So if it's Yerushal, but it's not Hashash of
Yisro. Bnei Seyem is socializing together, it's not tough, but not only there, it's I mean, the Hashash,
when
I say it, He wants to make in order to get this kind of wine.
This
is not much actually.
But I'm not even allowed to drink his wine by my savior. A great manufactured wine.
Right.
And I buy some and I drink it at home. It's only easy. Why am I not allowed to drink the wine? What's wrong? I haven't ever been in the marriage. Into his wife, thinking that manufactured the wine that I'll enjoy it so much, I may want to marry his daughter in order to always get such damage as well.
But the drink is greater.
It's
more color than the other time.
People on the doctor and all of the demons, you have to marry the
doctor.
The drinker. We see also that the Gemara says that the Zman HaAmoraim, they made a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. That if you live in a community where the Jews are Mizalzel and Sam Yenom, you're not permitted to drink schnapps or beer in the daytime Ashkenaz. You have to take it out. You're not going to drink in the bar. You have to take it out. And a lot of Ashkenazim hold that it even applies to coffee and to soft drink, to coffee and to chocolate. The Chayyadim complain that look how much intermarriage there is in Vilna. It must have been a quarter of a percent of the marriage. It's trying look how much he lived a little bit after the proof of the Vilna Gaon. He got saved in a chutzpah of the Vilna Gaon. His child married the Vilna Gaon by name of it. He always fought himself, the chutzpah of the Vilna Gaon. So he writes in his Chachma Tzadik, he writes, look how the fellow thing is, the rate of it tonight so high, and he attributes it to the fact that the Jews used to drink chocolate, and like today they have coffee shops, and then you used to have a chocolate shop. They used to drink soft drinks in the same place where the Goyim drank. Even if they weren't socializing with them, just to drink it in the same shop, he holds his credit.
In
particular,
there was a big problem with Sam Yenom, and there was some had them on it, because the reason was there was no water, the water wasn't edible, so wine was like water, so they didn't drink.
Yeah.
That is the reason they were not the guys that come from Yenom.
No, the Rosh Holt, the Ramah has a sugar back in it, and they're in the 1500s, the Ramah says the Chesed is wrong, but it's not correct. The Balabatim were more happy because the Hesed was wrong. The Balabatim had no record. But he writes that he came to San Simeon and he was surprised to see that the drinking San Simeon is. He's talking, what's going on? So he said, they only use it to Kiddush and Abukai. How does it make it better? So they explained to him why. He said, the Gzeiras Chachamim of San Simeon was instituted way after the Chachamim Chachamim that you should use Yayin for Kiddush. Some hold that Kiddush and Yayin is the right. But even though Kiddush and Yayin is only the Rabbanon, it was a Chachamim Kedumah. If you're in a community where you have only Jewish wine, and you have a Breira, there is no Jewish, there is no kosher wine. Most are Breira. Either you fulfill Kiddush Avayayin and Abdul Avayayin, we're using the trait of wine, or you'll be living in the Easter and you won't fulfill the Takonic. They were Rabbanim held. But since Kiddush Avayayin preceded, because that's more important, so the latest Panoim had no right to ask it, Sam Yenom, to make it impossible to fulfill the Kiddush HaLayim. He was surprised to see such a practice, and he asked them, and they told him that that was their rationale. The water was polluted, that's the Shulah said I'm wrong about that. So the Mishnah lists off the eight kinds of fruits and vegetables that you're not kosher the Amorim. But the Amorim didn't know what they were. So again, it doesn't matter what these fruits and vegetables are. So Amalim Laman, every generation you have to be kaveya who has the din of Amhara? That's a shayla. What's the difference? There's chaver and there's Amhara. Chaver means it's neman alamayis, it's an Amhara, she's had a neman alamayis. Who has the status of a chaver? So it says one is malamit Torah Beratin, has the status of a chaver. And what about Iran? Everyone in the world is going to be malamit Torah Beratin. not in Sarah, because they say, no, if you had a Parabasis, you saw the Dimit Haleh, this may be more Haleh, like I dare. I should be Mikabo, all Mitzvahs in the presence of a Dimit Mashloisha, so one who wants to become a Haleh has to be Mikabo, Dimit Haleh, in the presence of three. So this is Nisha, the Man of Tamroin, they had an institution of Kabir. And then for many years we haven't been in there, so we haven't been fulfilling any of these Mitzvahs. And now, the last 100 years, so the Jews came back there to Israel, so now what do we do now? Who has the status of Chorah, the status of Amor? So that's what, I remember when I visited Rav Yoshe Beis Soloveitchik in Eretz Yisrael, 24 or 25 years ago, whatever it was, so he told me that he's mafish Tumas Maizis and everything that he buys, he doesn't trust anybody, but he's not going to have Kalina, anything against the Rabbanut, there's nothing that says he's mafish on the Bazaar also. What? He gave me 2 reasons, and one of the reasons was this, he said, everybody has the status of Amar, it's not as if nobody was in the Kabbalah of the Chaver, it's just made in Shoshmasha. If you have the person who's in Mavis Kabbalah, then he has the status of Kabbalah. If the others are never in the Kabbalah, if the others are never in the Kabbalah, Rav Rocha says, no, I'm not anymore. And Rav HaShulchan writes, and he says, he wrote Rav HaShulchan Hossi. He was way before, he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. But he writes, what are going to be the opinion of that Rav HaShulchan? He writes, it's a Shmitzke and everything, for bonus. So he writes in his Rav HaShulchan Aruch, and what's going to be with the whole institution of Kovah? So he says, it collapsed, the whole thing collapsed, so you revert back to the Zimdar right that everybody has now. So the person says he was mafish, everybody unless he says himself that he wasn't mafish. But it seems like a religious Jew, he says he was mafish, so you're not supposed to be kosher. But the whole institution of Amor is not being Nemo. Alamais is the whole Zera collapsed. Shenobra Bakum and Oilum, so there's no more Din of the Mar. That's what the Rosh Hashulchan writes in his Rosh Hashulchan on. So the Gemara has the Amorim, we're not sure what these fruits were. So the Gemara says each one, the Gemara translates each one. Then when it comes to the Noble of Tamro, so that's the Machlekes of the Rosh Hashulchan. Chalam of Bushli Kamach, Chalam of Tamid and Zika. The Gemara says that's what there's a Machlekes. And I'm Mishnah, there's no Machlekes. I'm Mishnah, what it means? Bushli Kamach means the fruits that were ruined while it's still on the tree, doesn't mean the fruit just fell down by the wind. That machlok is maroyim. What the Pirush Amiris is, that only goes on the Mishnah and Gemara. Okay, we'll have to chazer again. We left out a little bit.
Could the mother mean the right out, not spoil? Because could make a fiction of that. And if the fruit is right out, the Pirush Amiris falls on the wind. Like when the dog prints Marindus was on the table, if they're too long on the tree, they dry out and become wrinkled.
Then they got grapes that dry out.
Oh, but that's
regular. No, but that's regular virgin grapes. They're allowed to dry out from grapes regular. That's not spoiled. The only time the Santa Carmen says that it's sharp a little bit more, right? If it's crushed a little bit spoiled. But it's not spoiled at all.
It's not going to get it. As no religion to spoil, no religion means what it was too long.
Okay. It has been also that it's spoiled. And the last passage in Tasha's Yisro, the Torah speaks about Binyan HaMizbech, the Salva Malach on Mizbechi. The first Pasuk in Mishpatim, she talks about being Mamiz Bati Binyan. Every Mishpatim should talk in the same, and the same, and all the same have Yaitis. So the same means in the presence of a Bezin. All Binyan Torah should be brought to a Bezin. The Rashi quotes, Lama Nismach of Tarshish Binyan Tarshish Mizbech. Why does the Torah have one Pasuk next to the other? There must be a Hemshech over here. My Malach, the teacher of Avocha, she taught them Sanhedrin, Eitzel HaMizbeach. It's a thing like a heavy Avgadah met in the Lishka Tavrodes in a room. There was Chesed HaKodesh and Chesed HaKol. The Chesed of HaKodesh, the one permitted to sit here. He said, then you shouldn't go there and mark up the Zavu Bozad. It is Mamish Tazor. So they used to sit in the other half of the room and they also would appear and they said, whenever anyone has to appear, so they had a stand. They had a stand because it was the Azor. Not only because they're standing in the presence of Bezim, they had a stand. What's Fazak Seder that they should meet? It says not that they should convene in a room that's Mamish, Hech Kodesh, and Hech Chol. Kachik Zeret HaKosus, that's Baloch. The Gemara learns it out, and the Chilta learns it out in its Pasuk. What is the Kavan over here? What's the insistence? Why should it be so? But the Ramban writes in Zir al-Atero that the reason why the stuffing of the Bezna HaGadol, Rabban, it's not in the Pasuk, you hear Mishpatim is not speaking about Bezna HaGadol, it's speaking about any Bezna. But it's a remnant. The remnant of the Bezna HaGadol should be Tamach LeMizbech. What's the reason why we want the Bezna HaGadol to be Tamach LeMizbech? Because the structure of the Bezna HaGadol are binding, And everybody that's a given God Ananda, even if you think that you're smarter than Bhagavan God, you have to listen to their stock. So the question is, why is it that the stock is bunny? Is it just God has a nice soil? So 2 weeks ago on Shabbos, the sheet I was visiting, because they were discussing this issue. Why is it talking about the Bezna Gol binding, even if you think that it's in Gantin Kuhn? One of the rabbis said over the name of one of the big rabbis in the so it's talking about binding, it doesn't mean that they're correct. A lot of this, you have to listen to the Bezna Gol. That's what that, who says that I have to be correct. So the pastor says that, that's what the Raman says, no, the pastor says that it's not so. It's talking about binding because we assume that they are correct. So the Rebbe Shlom wants to help the Bezna Gadol pass in correctness and says, have him sit next to the Mizbeah. In the Azor, the room should be half Kodesh and half Kol, so there should be a Hashuat HaShchineh, a Hashpoer. And the Hashuat HaShchineh, to help the Mishadim Ramit HaShokot that they should pass in correctness. True, by Bashamayim. True, Yom Tov can based on the Zul and Roch HaKadosh. But there is such an thing when the Gemara speaks of Seir Hashem Yireyov. The Gemara says in a few places. How do we know how to pass like that? So the Gemara says in Seir, another place is Seir Hashem Yireyov. Or the Rabbit writes in two places. The Rabbit has one famous Lashon in Hilchus Lulav. In another place he has it. Well, Hashem Yireyov HaKadosh based on the Lashon is Eich HaMashani. And he has a certain stock. And then down to Earth, Shaila is that Hilchus Lulav. Nothing esoteric, nothing supernatural. So what kind of a Russian spot has see a Ruach HaKadosh the basement of Hashem is that kind of Shonah, the Russian of the right? So that's what it means. The Chachamim always had a tradition. They always assumed that the Pesachim of the Rabbanim are binding. Not only Bez Nagoro, we assume that the Pesach of any Bezin is binding because a Rekim needs a Badat Seir. The Halacha says when the members of the Bezin started in Peir, they're supposed to have a teacher. Rashi on the Gemara and Shabbos, that's your right, the Bizmana Tanam used to wear a talus over there. And Bizmana there, we don't have the practice that says that Yavin is just over a talus. So they quote from the Shalom, our quote is that they should wear a hat. They should wear a hat with the brim down. That's called a tifa. Tifa like on one sit, Shiva Rahman on this one. So it's one of the demons, you have to have a tifa Koresh. So the Shulchan Aruch, they say we don't practice a tifa Koresh, Bizmana there. So the Ramah says, yeah, but a little bit we do. That they should wear the hat down, instead of wearing it to back like this, they should wear it down, and the brim should be down, not that it should be down, that's the form of Atifa. What's Atifa? The Kovod Rosh. So what, in our brain, if you understand what Atifa is all about, the Kovod Rosh, you shouldn't be in such a cheerful mood. What's that the Dayanim? So Rashi says, that's Kovod Ashrina. We assume that whenever Dayanim are judging in the Torah, that other king needs to talk about that skill, and the stock of the person is binding, because we assume that they're going to have it the Yai to the Shema, to pass him properly. And not only the Bezdin when you say the king needs to have the Adat Seir, any Chacham who passes the Shabbat needs to have the Hekel also. The reason why we have to follow the Tzad is because we assume that the Stoma he had it, the Yai to the Shemaya, the pass him properly. The Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin, in the Perek Chedek, and the comment on the Pasuk, in the Yitzin Ruchel, we have that Pasuk. So these other were called the Rachel Maskil, the Hashem Yimor. So the Gemara has a Lashon, what do you mean Hashem Yimor, Shalach is Masha B'chol Mosem. How do you get that from the phrase Hashem Yimor? He always had a Hashuat Hashchinah to help him pass him properly. They fell over the story about the note of Yehuda. They tell the story as a printed in addition to their biography. And when he became the Rav and Prat, to the Rav and Prat, when he became the Rav and Prat, they had the Snagdim who were opposed to his appointment. They wanted a relative of his to be appointed Rav. And then they made believe that they had a Shaila and a Tracer, and then they reported to him. They made believe that if he had a Shaila, they said he has to look it up. He started Mishing in Yerodea, Mishing, looking back and forth, and then he commanded Shaf in Yerodea, and he said, to Mishing Shaila, he made it up, it's not true. He never was a Shaila. They kept on pressing him, and then they admitted that it was so. So they asked him afterwards, how did you know that it wasn't a Shaila? So he said he was Mishing. He said he knew right away that didn't. He said, no, they had a Shaila and a Tracer that didn't appear in Yerodea. It's not described in Yerodea, so they didn't get a Kasha. There are all kinds of miscolorations and broken things, so whatever it's described in Yerodea is straight, so straight. Whenever it's not mentioned, so whatever is not straight, it's Kasha. They knew right away what it's Kasha, but he said he had a very empty feeling, had a very uncomfortable feeling. He said whenever the Nebi Yehuda said, whenever he would talk to Mishael all of the years, he would feel like the eyes of the Shema, the volume of systems, that he stopped getting right. He always felt comfortable about it. And this time it was an open and shut case. There was nothing that he knew. He was not going to find anything in the other day. But he felt very bad about Tosfos. He kept on wishing he wasn't looking for anything. He was making believe he was looking. He knew he wasn't going to find, so there was nothing for it. He's just stalling for time, trying to feel a little more comfortable about the Sakhan, but he still couldn't feel comfortable. So he realized that it might be the Shabbos Mishkan Shabbos, that the Nesna HaShemayim, that he gave it to Yaitu Shemaya, to the Chacham, to pass him properly, he's going to give him a Torah, he's going to show him to make a Nesha Lodka, he's going to help me feel comfortable to pass it over a thing that's Mishkan Shabbos. So that's when he knew that the whole thing was a fake, that it wasn't. So the truth of the matter is that we assume that the all of the stuff in my binding because of the Rabbi Shlomo Sitzin, the Chachamim, the Tzatzkin properly. That's what we discussed. That's right, the Shadow. What do you do when you have a Machloki Chachamim? One Chacham says, not one Chacham says, Mutter. So we have a Munna Chachamim, did he add a Tiyat in Shmai? We have a Munna Chachamim, he added a Tiyat in Shmai. So what did the Rabbi Shlomo say? Did he enter in Taka, Eilu, 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 the Rabbi Shlomo helped each one, gave each one of them a Tiyat in Shmai. You have to understand what that means, Eilu, Eilu, okay. Another discussion.